compared to the disciples. We'll look at that. Then, thirdly, Jesus Christ and the Samaritans, 39-42, and boy, what a powerfully important verses those are. The woman leads a revival. One woman who saw the issue leads a revival. This woman's phenomenal. And then finally, it's going to close with Jesus Christ in Galilee. Jesus Christ in Galilee, and there we're going to have the journey of faith for a royal official. Okay, let's get looking here. Where is Jesus Christ in chapter 3? He is in Jerusalem. I'm going to try this week to buy me a set of maps because they're going to become important. But just take my abstract drawing here. This is an abstract drawing of the Eastern Mediterranean. And here we'll just make an abstract drawing of the Jordan. And here we'll put in the Dead Sea right here. Here we'll put in the Sea of Galilee. And so here we have it, and right in here we'll put Jerusalem. Now, where is Jesus Christ in chapter 3? This is going to be an issue for us to see what's going on, because there are a lot of patterns that God is doing for us if we will open our eyes and see. Okay, here he's in Judea. He's in Jerusalem. Now, up here, if God imagines everything here, up here is Galilee. Back to Jerusalem. Jerusalem. In between is an area called Samaria. Half-breeds, if you please. Mixture of Jews and Gentiles. The Jews here and here hate the Samaritans. Hate them. The Gentiles are lower than the Jews in their thinking. They are superior. And we could even say, if we talk about the Jews being God's chosen people. Okay, there's so much here that we're going to touch upon. What do we see going on here? These are the Gentiles. What do we see? Well, we see Jesus Christ starting off in heaven, coming to